AP News, I'm Mike Hempen. A senior Canadian government official says Canada's retaliatory tariffs against the U.S. will remain in place for now. This despite President Trump postponing 25% tariffs on many imports from Canada for a month. The House has censured Texas's Al Green for disrupting Tuesday's speech by President Trump.
On Tuesday, Green stood and shouted as the president said he had a unique governing mandate.
Mr. Green, take your seat.
House Speaker Mike Johnson acted when Green did not sit.
Remove this gentleman from the chamber.
Yesterday,
I would do it again.
Green was unrepentant, and this morning in the same chamber,
Representative Al Green be censured with public reading of this resolution by the Speaker.
Green and other Democrats sang, "We shall overcome," as Johnson read the censure resolution. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The Central Intelligence Agency is laying off some recently hired officers as President Trump efforts to downsize the federal government. The CIA says it is reviewing personnel hired within the past 2 years and that officers whose behavior or suitability make them a poor fit for the agency will be let go. The AP's Karen Shamus reports on the health of Pope Francis.
Pope Francis is resting on Thursday after a peaceful night during his third week of hospital treatment for double pneumonia. The Pope has been sleeping with a non-invasive mechanical mask to guarantee that his lungs expand properly overnight and help his recovery. He has been transitioning to receiving oxygen with a nasal tube during the day. The 88-year-old Pope has been stable for 2 days after suffering two respiratory crises on Monday. Doctors underlined that his prognosis remained guarded. I'm Karen Chemas.
This is AP News. The car of a family missing for more than 60 years may have been found.
Multiple cars have been recovered from the Columbia River, including one that may belong to a long-missing Portland family who vanished after they went for a drive to find some Christmas greenery. Ken and Barbara Martin went missing in 1958, along with their three daughters. Two of those girls washed up downstream a year after they vanished, but the rest of the Martin family were never found. Authorities say the car is caked in mud, so investigators are still trying to determine if the car actually belonged to the family. I'm Haya Panjwani.
The Labor Department says applications for U.S. jobless benefits fell last week to 221,000 as the labor market remains sturdy ahead of an expected purge of federal government employees. That's significantly fewer than the 236,000 new applications analysts expected. I'm Mike Hempen, AP News.